The Senate has voted to impose sanctions against Chinese officials who restrict Hong Kong's autonomy. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton says what's happening in Hong Kong amounts to a tragedy.
A crime and affront to the civilized world.
With global implications, Cotton says, are largely going unnoticed because of COVID-19 and domestic tensions capturing the daily headlines.
We may look back in the near future and view this moment in Hong Kong as the single biggest moment of the year.
Cotton accusing China of using the COVID-19 pandemic as cover for what he calls its crimes against Hong Kong. Bob Agnew, Washington.
President Trump says he's looking forward to attending tonight's fireworks show at Mount Rushmore.
We're going to have a tremendous evening. It's going to be a fireworks display like few people have seen. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be beautiful.
President Trump is planning a strong speech for tonight's Mount Rushmore fireworks. He plans to include denunciations of protesters he says are trying to tear down the nation's history, along with his more traditional July 4th praise of America's past and values. A Florida expert on virus outbreaks says she's concerned that 4th of July activities will make the situation even worse, as correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
A virus expert in one of the nation's hardest hit states, Dr. Mary Jo Trepka at Florida International University, says she thinks it's going to be a very difficult situation for at least a month. She's especially concerned about 4th of July parties, saying people's behavior will be critical this weekend. She's urging everyone to wear masks and avoid congregating in groups.
Three American defense contractors held for 5 years by leftist rebels in Colombia have moved closer to collecting on a $318 million judgment against their former captors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Just call 800-900-8000. It's time to stop being crazy. Call 800-900-8000.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Nevada and Clark County have nearly reached the peak seen back in April. The local medical experts say they are better equipped now to handle the influx of coronavirus patients. Las Vegas area hospitals say the recent spike in cases are less severe, partly due to the treating of more younger and healthier patients. Well, holiday or not, wear a mask. County business agents will be visiting pools, bars, restaurants, and retail stores to make sure social distancing and the mask mandate are being adhered to here on the 4th of July weekend. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has opened 111 cases into whether Silver State casinos have not been following the board's new health and safety procedures. The cases come after more than 7,400 inspections by the board's enforcement division, While the 1.5% rate may seem low, some officials say any number higher than zero is unacceptable. Caesars Entertainment officials confirm that seven workers at the Harrah's Laughlin property have tested positive for COVID-19. Company officials would not say whether the employees worked in the Colorado River Casino or not. Laughlin has also canceled its annual Rockets Over the River.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Overall, not too bad on area freeways right now. Moderate flows through the resort area of the 15. No restrictions as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515, Interstate 15, and US 95. You will tap the brakes, though, on the Beltway 215 West at Green Valley.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three here on AM 670 KMCQ. The governor today, I refer to him now as the state's headmaster in chief because he's treating us all like a bunch of 7 or 8 year olds. The governor is saying that we're just not getting it done when it comes to the mask. He released a statement today of the 204 businesses observed by the state. Did you notice how this is almost? It's just scary the way they're throwing power around. The state, the power of the state. Well, this is what the statement said today from the governor's office. Of the 204 businesses observed by the state on July 2nd, 49% complied with the face covering requirements. 50% of bars and restaurants visited by officials were found to be in compliance. That means that another 50 were not. With the remaining establishments, including automobile sales, maintenance, gyms, hair, nail establishments, tattoo parlors, demonstrating a 61% rate of compliance. Since the enforcement of Directive 24, the overall business compliance rate is 85% in Northern Nevada, 65% in Southern Nevada. Now, the non-compliant, this is directly from the governor's statement. Quote, the non-compliance numbers reported by state officials, capitalized state, by the way, are disappointing and unacceptable a week after the face coverings directive was issued. To those businesses operating in violation of the directive, by not implementing safe social distancing and face covering protocols, to those of you that are not in compliance, you are only jeopardizing people's health, but you're also jeopardizing your fellow businesses, your industry, and our overall recovery. I am grateful, he says. This is the governor. I am grateful for the strong partnership, state and local governments, who will be taking aggressive, broad-based, and swift enforcement actions throughout this holiday weekend. As I have expressed before, this is the governor, this is his words, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports on non-compliance continue, I will not hesitate
to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries and areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. What are we going to do? What is it we can do? Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Melissa Blundo. A mutual friend says she's a great woman and she's from Oklahoma. I don't know much beyond that. Let's find out. Melissa, how you doing? Is that as advertised? You're a good woman and you're from Oklahoma?
I hope that the people that know me feel like I'm a great woman. And yes, I did go to high school and college in Oklahoma. So, yeah.
There you go.
How are you today, Kevin?
I am great. I am. We had booked you before we knew about this statement from the governor. What did you make of the governor's statement today and the not-so-veiled threat that he might try and attack some industries, some workplaces, and that they're going to be out all weekend looking at places, bars, restaurants, everything?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised with the non-compliance that he found. That was one of the reasons that I formed the pact that I did. As I was sitting on the couch listening to his mandate last Thursday, I guess it was, I'm a business owner, and I'm thinking, wow, now I'm supposed to police the people that walk through my door to patron my business, and I'm supposed to tread the treacherous waters of the ADA and HIPAA laws. Huh. I didn't know where on my business license it told me that I got to do that, that I was the police, the mass police. So...
Well, and that to me was the most troubling part of this, is that they were going to make woman that weighs 85 pounds soaking wet a bartender in one of the gaming lounges and make her the police.
Correct.
Even graveyard of making folks like that the police. Saying, no, I'm sorry, I can't serve you because you don't have a mask. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Right. And really, it's really sad because, as you talked about, we don't have a governor. We have a dictator. that's who we have. And him mandating that stuff and it putting it on the onus on the business owner and him having no responsibility, to me, is cowardice.
Okay, so what is the No Mask Nevada PAC? What is it you're trying to do? What are you asking people to do?
Well, the No Mask Nevada PAC was formed because I firmly believe that the governor completely circumvented due process of the law in mandating us to wear masks, everyone to wear masks, obviously with the exceptions that he put in there for medical and mental health reasons. But that's why we were formed. It's my choice whether or not I want to wear a mask. I don't get to have the governor tell me to do that. He's not my doctor. He's not my king. And our goal is to get him to reduce or remove his mask mandate. And then we have a few goals after that as well we can go into if you'd like.
Well, the one that I found interesting was sign the directive making Carolyn Goodman governor. I don't know how you do this or if this is kind of a backdoor version of recall. What are you talking about?
I'm glad you asked. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, and maybe you got that, and maybe there was a few people out there that got that as well. We were basically saying that we would rather have, if Mayor Goodman was not for masks, we would rather have her as the governor than the current governor right now.
Well, the current governor has riled up a lot of folks. And I guess the question is, I've been waiting for somebody in the Republican Party across the state of Nevada to throw their hat in the ring and say, hey, you know, we're not going to let this governor run roughshod over all of us, the people, and kind of a we the people movement. But nothing's happened. This is the closest thing I've seen, Melissa, to somebody standing up and saying, we're not going to, you know, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, I know, and it's frustrating to me, too, and one of the reasons that I stood up and did what I did. Somebody has to. It has to start somewhere, and if it has to be with just, you know, a citizen of the state of Nevada, then so be it. I know that I put myself out there as a target. I know I put my business out there as a target, but we have to stand up, and I'm hoping that people will see that they have, you know, somebody else standing up, and they realize that the silent majority will get up and go, huh, I can do something about this, too. Let me join in, and let's fight the governor back.
And what is most concerning, in particular, I know you're familiar with the restaurant industry. We just had an increase in the minimum wage that's going to make restaurants that normally operate at 2 to 3% profit margin now are operating at 50% capacity. It's going to make it even more dangerous for them. Can you talk a little bit from your personal experience about what this means?
Well, sure. The shutdown, when we were not able to do any dine-in at all, certainly killed us, right? When my business in general, generally small businesses, small restaurants like mine, we don't operate on a to-go or delivery basis. We might have a couple a night, and that's it. Most of it is dine-in. So we had to figure out how we continued to keep the doors open, pay the bills, keep employees working, that kind of stuff, which we did, but it was hard. And then as soon as we got to that place where things were going okay, where we were, you know, not losing our shorts anymore, we were allowed to operate 50%, which actually is very difficult because we still have the volume of the to-go, but now we're trying to figure out how we handle having only 50% dine-in, but, you know, who gets, you know, first treatment, things like that, who gets their, you know, their food first, that kind of stuff. And it's hard to do both of them efficiently. Now I have a mandate to where I have to police who's walking in the door, and say I have patron A come in and they are all pro-mask and they walk in the door following the governor's directive, mask on, they sit down, they're appropriately seated, then they can take their mask off. The next people walk through the door and they don't have a mask on, and I am trying to make sure I don't violate ADA law, so I assume that they have a medical reason to not wear a mask. Now I have patron A, who is mad as hell at me because I let people through the door without a mask. They get up, they leave, they say all kinds of negative stuff, they blast negative stuff all over social media. It ends up hurting my business. And the people who don't wear masks, who realize they're shamed in public for not wearing masks walking into a business, they don't want to come either. So we're losing business. It's hurting us even further. It's just going to end up shutting us down.
Again, Melissa Blondo joining us. I know we've dipped your toe in the water. Give yourself a plug, would you please, so that people know where you are?
Yeah, nomasknevada.com.
I meant your restaurant.
Oh, the restaurant. Gotcha. Well, Carmelo's Bistro. We're out in Pahrump, Nevada.
And I've eaten there, and it's wonderful, wonderful food and a great dining experience. I don't know what it's like with or without masks, but I can tell you it's a really, really nice place. What is your directive to your people, to the people that work for you? Engage, don't engage, line of least resistance, we'll worry about the state later. What are you telling your employees?
My employees are complying with what they're supposed to do as far as they are wearing masks. I do have one employee who has a true medical exemption. He has asthma. He washes dishes sometimes, and so he doesn't wear a mask. However, if he does run a delivery, he will wear a mask if he's going to be in contact with people. We have a sign on the door that states that per the governor's mandate, you are supposed to be wearing a mask. However, under the ADA laws, if you have a medical exemption, you don't have to wear one. We will assume if you come in without a mask on that you have a ADA reason why not to, and we will not ask you any questions.
Fair enough. I mean, that sounds very reasonable to me. More coming up with Melissa Blondo. We'll find out what the No Mask Nevada PAC wants to do, and are they looking for funding? Are they looking for supporters? Are they looking for people to march in the streets? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday, the Friday before the 4th of July here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, in case you're wondering, protesters have disabled 3 vans to block the road up to Mount Rushmore. Now they're taking the tires off. And this is troubling, to say the least, especially because the president's going to be speaking up there in just a matter of a couple of hours. This hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller. Mueller & Associates, when you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values, call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, at 702-887-1731. That number again, 702-887-1731. Melissa Blundo is joining us, the chairman of the No Mask Nevada PAC. You talked about the type of public awareness that you're seeking. But, Melissa, are you trying to raise money? Are you trying to become a true political action committee where you donate to candidates? Or what is it exactly you're trying to do?
We will be doing both. I will tell you right now, our goal is to, you know, after we work on removing the mask mandate, we are going to go after our state legislators who vote against our freedoms. And I'll be the first to let you know, you guys will be the first to know that we have a standout rally on Wednesday, July 8th at 4:30 on the south side of Sunset and Stephanie. We are targeting Assembly District 29. We have endorsed Dr. Stephen Delisle because he is a constitutional freedom believer, and we are going after Leslie Cohen, who is the chair of the House Health Committee, who has voted for the mask mandate.
Wow! Can you give those directions again? The address, so that people.
It will be Wednesday, July 8th, 4:30 p.m. at the intersection of Stephanie and Sunset in Henderson.
Now, down the road, would you favor a recall, or would you be involved in any kind of a recall? I know they tried a recall earlier. It kind of fizzled. It's virtually impossible to do. But is a recall something down the road that you'd like to look at?
It's a possibility. That's not something that we've made a decision about or really even discussed it, those of us in the PAC right now. We really are sticking to the mask issue right now. So
what's the solution to the mask problem, other than the governor saying, okay, I was just joking. I'm not going to do anything to you guys. If you give me 50%, I'll just take that and enjoy it.
What is it
you're looking for?
He needs to give us freedom of choice. We are not against anybody wearing a mask. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If that makes you feel comfortable, you feel protected, like you're protecting yourself or protecting others around you, by all means, we absolutely want you to do that if that's what you feel like you should do. But if you don't want to wear a mask, because that's not, if you don't feel like you're providing yourself any protection and you feel like you're harming your body more than you're helping your body, then we feel like we should have the choice to not wear a mask, plain and simple. That's the solution. There needs to be choice.
So in other words, you are petitioning the governor to pull back, on this mask mandate.
We are, and I will tell you, since we've been up and running a week, right? We've been up a week. We've had probably 1,500 signatures online for this petition, and 1,000 Facebook likes for our Facebook page. I've had phone calls from all over the state. I've had people willing to donate. We haven't set that up yet. It will be done Monday. I have actually had somebody willing to fund a lawsuit, completely fund a lawsuit against the governor regarding this.
I'll be honest with you, Melissa. I've been really disappointed, and I've been waiting for somebody to stand up, and maybe it's you and the No Mask Nevada PAC that can be the tip of the spear, so to speak. Do you think the governor will listen to what you have to say?
Listen to me right now, and where we're at right now, no. But I know we are getting national press. Printed in the Associated Press today, so we went national today, and that I think has gotten his attention. I know it did this earlier this week. He is at least aware of us because he called us outright dangerous, which I find funny. But anyway, I think that he will listen once No Mask Nevada gets to every county with a standout rally, and he sees that there's statewide support against the mask mandate. I think he might listen at that point.
One of the things we've seen, whether it's immigration reform, ICE, a whole bunch of other things, law enforcement has been very independent, in particular up north, saying we're not going to, enforce this or that or the other thing. Is that a step that you're willing to take to go to sheriffs around the 17 counties and see if there is any support for just saying we're not going to enforce this? We're sorry, Governor.
I haven't thought about that, Kevin, but that's actually a good idea. I did reach out to the sheriffs who had come out with a statement against that and thanked them for doing so. So the ones that have done it, they've at least gotten a call from me or a text message on Facebook or whatever thanking them for doing that. And those sheriffs believe in the Constitution, and they're constitutional sheriffs. So it would be good. It's not a bad idea to do that.
And other than the issue of freedom, what is the legal basis upon which you're mounting this effort with the No Mask Nevada PAC?
He circumvented the due process of law. A bill, I mean, let's go back to Schoolhouse Rock. How does a bill become a law? Right? He circumvented the due process of law. So he just went completely around the state legislature. The bill did not go to the state legislature. It was not voted on. It's a mandate. It's not a law. Which is why a lot of the sheriffs are saying it's not even enforceable.
Well, we will be fascinated to see how you do. And again, if people want to help you, if they want to donate, where do they go? Where do they find? Do you have a website up yet?
We do. I put up the Facebook and the website the same day. The website is www.nomasknevada.com. Our Facebook page is No Mask Nevada PAC. If you want to reach us by email, nomasknevada@gmail.com or info@nomasknevada.com. And yes, you are welcome to call me, 702-817-6052.
Are you worried that a powerful governor with a lot of powerful people politically around the state, are you worried that he will try and squash your organization, your new organization?
If I lived in worry and fear, I wouldn't be standing up for freedom. So no, I mean, he may try, but I'm not going to walk around being worried or fearful of that. I'm going to continue to stand up for freedom. And I'll say this, the people that say that myself and others like myself who are speaking out against the mask mandate, say we're not compassionate, we don't care about others, we don't care if other people die, get sick, all of that stuff. I want to remind them, I do care about you. I am compassionate. I'm standing up for your freedom, because they will take one away, and then it will be the next one, and then it will be the next one, and we will no longer have freedom. We will have socialism.
Having met her, I know she's a good woman. I did not know that she was from Oklahoma. And Melissa Blundo, thanks so much. And we're going to continue to follow this story. This is something that needs the public to get involved. Thank you so much. I appreciate